Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Thursday, December 16th. I can't believe how fast this month has flipped by. Tonight's episode is brought to you by, in addition to our regular sponsors, we have a new sponsor, Chalkwild. It's the backpack made for artists. Check them out at chalkwild.com. And I want to introduce our guest tonight because the title of our show is Just Bring It. Karen Heck and Deb Singer started Bring It Bags in 2021, right, ladies? That was this year.
July 1st. Yeah.
Oh, they you're babies.
Yes, we are.
You know what? Instead of reading this, people can read your introduction. I'm just going to ask you, how did you meet, first of all? You want to take that, Deb?
Sure, I'll take it. Karen and I knew somebody mutually, a woman who lives in Toronto, and she had met both of us separately. And out of the blue, she just decided that it was time for Karen and I to meet because we were both profoundly troubled by plastic pollution, single-use plastic bags to be exact. And she introduced us, and that's how we met.
Don't you just love that kind of serendipity?
Mm-hmm. Karen, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I'm just tying back to that we started our baby in July, that we actually first started a nonprofit that's still around. So we spent our first year on setting up Bring It for a Better Planet. And then we realized that we had something groundbreaking in terms of a product, and we spun it off into Bring It Bags, which is a public benefits corporation, July 1st. So we have
now
longer than July.
Tell me, what is, you've got a website for your nonprofit, I'm guessing.
Yes, one for the nonprofit and one for the for-profit.
What is, well, I know what the one for the, you know, I know what Bring It is. What about the Bring It for the Planet? Is that what you call it?
So the nonprofit's website is on bringitforabetterplanet.org.
Okay. That's really cool because I don't remember reading that in the press release. And that makes me excited. I'm all about nonprofits.
Mm. Oh, good.
That gives me another opportunity to give you girls, ladies, entrepreneurs. I have a hard time with titles. I'm too old to be changing. But this gives me another opportunity to give you more exposure. This really makes me happy. So
good.
Thank you.
Now, Karen, you and your family had been living a zero waste lifestyle for a while before you met Deb, am I correct?
For a couple of years, and I can't say we're living it. It's so hard to live a zero waste lifestyle, but we have been doing our best to try to live a zero waste lifestyle. I think for most mortals, that's the best you can hope for, because it is really difficult in today's society to live a zero waste lifestyle with how things are sold and packaged.
You're making a conscious effort toward that. I know so many people that live, that, you know, they claim I live this lifestyle, whether they are living a particular religion or a vegan lifestyle, or I'm a peaceful person. I live out of kindness. That's their main goal, but everybody slips up. And I'll be honest, 4 years ago when we started with Be Unique magazine and I started learning about zero waste and sustainability and the environment and all these amazing organizations that are trying to make the planet better, I had I guess it was information overload. And I remember standing in the kitchen on the phone talking with my colleague, Jennifer, and I broke down crying. I said, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start. I've always been, I need to back up for just a second. I basically had to have her talk me down and say, start with one thing. And so I started with the one thing that I was already doing, which was abstaining from as much as possible single-use plastic. But I think we need to tell our audience what Bring It is. Who wants to take that? Who would like to explain?
All right, you can take it. Go ahead.
So Bring It Bags is a public benefits corporation. So even though we're a for-profit, the way we are set up, we have to do good for the planet and its people. And we have just launched our first line of products, which are our Bring It Bags, which I am going to punt over to Deb to talk about, because she's the one with real deep experience in with these types of products.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. So, our bags truly are groundbreaking, and how they came to be. I had been in the reusable bag space for a very long time and was bothered, honestly, by never finding a solution that I felt was truly sustainable. There was cotton, there was organic cotton, there was reusable plastic bags, but, none of them had a good, had a good manufacturing footprint, nor did they have a great end of life cycle. And we happened upon these groundbreaking fibers that sustainable fashion was using. And, many of the biggest brands that you can think of, the Patagonias of the world, the Eileen Fishers of the world, were using this fiber to make sustainable garments. And we reimagined that into a reusable bag collection. So what's super exciting about it is that it's amazing material. It comes from the earth, comes from beechwood and eucalyptus trees, and they come from sustainable managed forests, and they return to the earth. So at the end of a very, very good long-lived life, our bags are actually home compostable. So we like to say, we are doing no harm and that we created a reusable bag system, a shopping system that's made from trees, not plastic.
And
Karen, did I miss
anything? Adding on to that, so in addition to them being sustainable, there are quite a few people in the U.S., a third actually, that already use reusable or already have reusable bags, but a lot of them don't use them. So the other thing that we wanted to fix was to make bags that actually work for people when they go shopping, that are organized and functional, that holds all the bags you need, organizes them, holds your wallet and key, where straps are the right length and where handles are where they need to be, and the pockets you need and all that, so that you can actually go to the store and use these bags easily. It shouldn't be, should make your life easier to use a reusable bag instead of something that you have to try to wrangle and remember, and just something that adds stress to your life. So, I mean, I come out of the consumer product world, and we have done quite a lot of market research testing, and it feels very exciting to me that we are bringing not only a product that's better sustainability-wise, but actually one that will have such an impact on people's experience when they go shopping, and will actually make their life, it'll be easier to do the right thing, which is really important in terms of adoption and us going big quickly, having an
right.
impact quickly.
And that was part of my problem when I first started learning about this kind of, I call it an opportunity to learn more, and the opportunity to be a change maker. Because like I said, previous, you know, before the show started, my mom taught us to make our own totes and things out of leftover fabric so that we didn't throw anything away. We might have outgrown the dress, or maybe the last kid had outgrown the pants or shorts or whatever. She taught us to make t-shirt bags before they were cool. And we might not have wanted to carry them out in public all the time, but we used them to store things at home, or to go out to, you know, pick flowers or work in the garden or whatever. But when I started trying to be a more conscious environmentalist, I guess you'd say, it was overwhelming. Because mm-hmm. I had just bought a big box of plastic trash bags. How do I justify throwing those away? Well, you don't. You use them up and you deal with it until you can replace them with something else. Or you find, what I did, ended up doing was I used them to store like pillows or blankets under the bed so mm-hmm. they wouldn't get dusty. You find a way to use these things, but it's important that it become part of your lifestyle. Because I can't tell you how many times I've gone shopping with all my bags sitting right by the front door.
We hear that all the time, Mary, all the time. And that's part of what we're solving for with our bags and our shopping solution, the IT kit, which is a complete, you know, once you take it to the store, it holds everything, as Karen says, and it's reusable produce bags and extra shopping bags and your wallet and your keys. And until I had that solution, I myself, too, I mean, imagine how many years I've been in this business, and I would show up to the store without bags, or I could never find my produce bags. That was the big one, because they were lost in some bag that was in the trunk of my car. You know, so we know that the pain points for consumers are that they have trouble remembering them, and that usually some of the things we found is that people's closets are a mess, filled with totes that they don't like that aren't functional. And, you know, the life cycle of those bags is unfortunate because they're going to end up in a landfill. So we're solving for the pain points of consumers. We know what's driving them to be not as sustainable as they'd like to be. They want to do the right thing, but they need tools to be able to do the right thing. And products that they love, actually.
I was just going to say, one of the things that I like about your bags is they're pretty. They're not, you know, they don't look like my big brother's old T-shirt that I turned into a bag. They're very thoughtfully designed, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, we've gone both for form and function, so to speak, and people that use our bags are amazed at how luxurious the fabric feels. It feels, I mean, I call our material magical because, you know, on one hand it's durable and washable, and on the other hand it's compostable, and then it's made out of wood, but it feels like silk. It's it's really amazing, and that that's what we're hearing back from our consumers, that their surprise is how luxurious the fabric feels and the bags look when they get to hold them and use them, and it should be pleasurable to do the right thing.
Yes.
So it's not just function, but it's also the kind of tactile feeling. And you should be proud being seen with these bags. It should look good on you.
Yeah, not too often do people go shopping and get complimented on their shopping bags.
Exactly.
And I can
bring it
along. Because these are, now, you've got like a design on your parchment bags. What is, I know there's got to be a reason for that symbol. It looks kind of like a nut husk, but that's not what it is.
It's a
flower.
It's a design that we got donated to us from a designer that wanted to support us, and it's a temporary design. We're planning on rolling out and new designs as we produce more bags, and so that you'll have a limited edition of designs. So the flower is the first one that we go out with its organic feel and look, and we will also change colors over time as well. So
now the you mentioned a couple of times that they're made out of wood. I think they're made out of eucalyptus and something else, right?
Beechwood.
Yep.
Beechwood and eucalyptus. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know those are both very sustainable trees. Do you...
Well, they are actually... Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that both beechwood and eucalyptus, I don't know if you've known or any of the listeners know about bamboo, that it just regrows once it's cut down. You don't have to plant new bamboo. It just, you know, grows back again from where it was. And the eucalyptus trees and the beechwood trees come from what's called FSC, so they're managed forest, and they're harvested sustainably. And they act just like bamboo, so they actually regrow themselves.
I knew that about the eucalyptus. I did not know that about the beechwood. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that I want to talk about, but I need to take a real quick break. So when we come back, I want to talk about USC Berkeley and what you guys have been. I was really excited when I saw that. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
With summer right around the corner, so far things are getting back to normal. Everyone is feeling hopeful again, stepping outside, catching up with friends and loved ones. Just an overall feeling things are turning out for the better. At Be Unique, our overall goal is to inspire everyone as well inform with stories from around the globe how unique individuals are impacting their community in positive ways. And Be Unique is with you every step of the way, making sure 2021 will have a positive impact and inspire the next unique generation.
Well, that's the last time I play that commercial. 2021 is just about at the end, and that was made for the summertime. I'll have to fix that later. It's still relevant information. But, folks, I am here with Karen Heck and Deb Singer, who are the founders of Bring It Bags PVC. And we've been talking about sustainability, trees, and some really great ways to make the world better. I want to know how you got involved with USC Berkeley Zero Waste Lab.
I'll take that. So it's UC, University of California, UC Berkeley.
I'm sorry.
And yeah, no, that's, and we, I got introduced to the woman who runs the Zero Waste Lab through Joint Connections, through our work with a nonprofit. We got a really great pool of people who are supporting us and really believe in what we're doing. So anyway, this woman, we started talking about how we could collaborate together. And one of the things that we wanted to do was to really, truly test our products. There's no official test for composting in the U.S. And one of the things we found when we looked at the products out there that claim that they are compostable is that they're actually not compostable. At home, they need to go to an industrial facility, and there are only a few of those in the country. So we wanted to make sure that our bags actually could compost in someone's backyard, and we wanted to document it. And the UC Berkeley Zero Waste Lab were excited to partner with us and figure out a way to test our bags, and then so we worked with these students for a year, and they were fantastic, and they designed how to test it and by weighing the products and tracking them over time, and they tested different types of compost because people use different composting techniques at home, and then we filmed it, and it was great to see that our products composted even better than what we thought they would. So, and we have a video clip that they produced themselves on our website where they talk us through what they did in the results.
I loved that video. I thought it was really, really, really cool. And I'm a big composter, and it's so funny because my husband will try to throw something away or put it in the garbage disposal. And I'll look at him and say, nope, that's my future dirt. Leave it alone.
And yeah, I'm the same. I know that one.
But a lot of people don't know there's a difference between biodegradable and compostable.
Correct.
I'm guessing you ladies know the difference. Yes? No?
Karen, I'm turning that one over to you, too, since you were working so closely with
me. So I don't have the scientific we have a sustainability consultant that helps us, a great, great woman who helps us with all this. But in my layman interpretation, biodegradable just means that it breaks down, while compostable means that it actually turns into soil. That's how I would. So
yes.
If something breaks down, and marine biodegradable would mean that it breaks down in water to something. But obviously, compostable, that's another thing. Our product, sorry, I'm just going off, but talking about marine biodegradable, because that's a question we got from people who are more well versed in this. We also got access to some tests of our materials in water because it's important. We all know that some of this is going to end up in water, and a lot of the compostable products actually don't break down in water, and that's obviously a huge problem, but ours do.
No, I think that's
so sorry,
absolutely.
That was a sidetrack.
That's
right.
More
and
of a reason. If I were shopping for bags, reusable shopping bags and reusable produce bags, I would definitely want to shop for some that are compostable versus biodegradable. And a lot of times, these reusable bags that people try to sell or even give away with their brand all over it, they're made of polyester or worse, other plastic material.
Right.
Just because you use it over and over again doesn't make it a good choice for the environment.
Oh my, that's my
yeah, it's our
we get crazy about this.
Am I singing there, to the choir?
One of the big companies out there, their whole thing in marketing is, buy our products and be plastic free. And then their products are entirely made out of plastic. And it just drives us crazy because you're not plastic free. Something that we've learned along our work here. And not only, I mean, most people know that plastic is really bad at its end of its life because it never breaks down. It breaks into smaller components. We all eat the equivalent of a credit card of plastic every week. It goes into water or it's in a landfill for 1,000 years. But plastic is also super bad when it's being produced in terms of the emissions from the factories and impact from fracking, et cetera. And then while it's being used, plastic leaches hormones that have all these health impacts. So there are so many reasons not to use plastic, even if it's in a reusable product. So, thank you for bringing up our pet peeve.
You're welcome.
And we, actually there the company that Karen is referring to their email sign up discount code is Boohoo Plastic. And we cannot, bring it bags will never, as far as Karen and I are concerned, ever go after a brand. We don't believe in that. But what we do believe in is educating people to know the difference. And it angers me personally because there's so much greenwashing out there. And it's time for that all to be debunked. We don't have time to keep believing those myths that are being put out there. We just don't.
I like the way you said that we don't have time. And you're right. They are myths. How many reusable drink cups and water bottles have you seen that are made out of, they may be BPA free, but they're still plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I drink out of, if I need to carry a drink on the road, which I don't usually, I put it in a bottle. I'm like the secondhand Lucy over here because I buy if I have to buy a bottle out on from a convenience store, I'm not buying a drink in a glass in a plastic bottle. I'm buying a drink in a glass bottle so I can bring it home, wash it out, and reuse it.
We love you. Great.
Well, really? I love you back.
I just wanted to highlight one thing that you had mentioned before, because I think it's kind of timely to say something about it. When you started the show, you were talking about a zero waste lifestyle and how, that's pretty hard for most people to live that kind of life. But what you're doing, those simple acts, simple acts make a big impact. So by you doing that act of you're buying glass instead of whatever else you're doing, those all add up. And I think people think that they have to make these major lifestyle changes. And, eventually if you do certain things long enough, I believe, because I've seen it with my life, that you will naturally progress into more sustainable habits.
Absolutely.
Over time.
And I think that's why a lot of people stop, they give up, because they think that I can't possibly do everything that I need to do. I can't possibly do what I need. And they get frustrated, so they quit before they even get started.
Mm.
And,
I think that's probably true.
Nobody's perfect. And I remember seeing a post somewhere, probably Instagram. It looked like a billboard, and it said, the world doesn't need anybody to be perfect. It needs everybody to, I forget how it was, it needs everybody trying or something like that. It's okay to be imperfect as long as you're trying.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't all being, I mean, how in the world can anybody be zero waste free in not in modern society? Maybe if we moved to a third world country and we scraped by, but even they have plastic. I mean, we've written articles about people in, I don't remember, several different countries over in Africa where plastic is just like rivers. It just flows. And when it does rain, it brings plastic from everywhere. And so there are people that are trying to clean it up because for generations it's just been dumped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot. There's been a lot of exporting of plastic to some other countries. It's sad. So whatever we can do, each one of us, to consume less, it's better for our own health and better for the planet.
Now I think.
Right, but
I was just thinking about our listeners. You know, it's Christmas time. People say happy holidays. I say Merry Christmas because I don't think Kwanzaa's ready. I think Kwanzaa comes after Christmas or right before. And Hanukkah has finished. But my point is, it doesn't matter whether it's a time for a birthday, holiday, anniversary. If you know somebody who is into sustainability or trying to make a difference in the world, I think a Bring It gift card or a gift of Bring It bag would make an ideal gift. I would love it if somebody would give me one.
Yes. Well said. Couldn't agree more.
And, you know, the truth is that, like, sustainability aside, I mean, it's super important, but, you know, our bags are functional, they're stylish, and they're sustainable. But, you know, they are so far and away better than for a shopping solution and for just bags in general. Our bags are amazing. Really amazing.
I mean,
so it's a great gift. It is absolutely a great gift.
And while you're buying it for someone else, you should buy one for yourself too, because you deserve it. You deserve to have make it easier for yourself when you go shopping and starting out 2022 in a new, better way. So. Yeah, one for you, one for everyone you know.
I agree. I don't doubt that. Why is it important that your material has been certified? You've got a lot of certifications on your website.
Yeah, we do.
How hard is that to get?
I'll take this one. Our bags are derived from what's called Lensing Fibers, and Lensing is a global company, and their fibers are used for, you know, many, many sustainable brands, as I had mentioned, that are making garments. And it was really important to us, incredibly important, that what we put out there in the world had no greenwashing, was, you know, if you looked under the cover, you would only find that we had done and worked with a company who has, you know, done due diligence for all their fibers. They wouldn't be able to be the suppliers of fibers to companies like Patagonia. You know, Patagonia would never stand for it. You can imagine what a company like that goes through in sourcing. And so it was very important to us that if we were going to create a sustainable product, that it was truly sustainable and there was no greenwashing at all.
Would you explain
we've gone to,
again, yeah, what greenwashing is?
it's like what we were talking about before, you know, this reusable bag company that says, you know, boo-hoo on plastic, and they're greenwashing because their bags are made from plastic. It's not single use, but it is sourced from petroleum. That's greenwashing. Or to say that something is compostable when truly it's not, or it's recyclable. This is the other thing, that there are bag companies out there that create reusable shopping bags made out of plastic, and they put a recycling symbol on it. There is no infrastructure in the U.S. or anywhere I know of that would recycle that bag. It's impossible. That's greenwashing. So people use the bag or they buy the bag thinking, oh, it's like wish cycling. You know, well, you know, I can do something good with it at the end of its life, and you cannot. And it gets us angry because there's no reason for greenwashing except for, I don't know, is it greed or I don't know. There's a lot of motivation, but we're not doing any of that.
Well, it's just, I had never heard of greenwashing, but that makes perfect sense, and it's really sad. And I think you're probably right when you say it's greed. I can't imagine what else it might be. But that's just utterly sad.
It's making a false claim. Exactly. And it's conveying a false impression, you know, or providing misleading information about how a company's products are more environmentally sound.
And earlier, I don't remember which one of you said it, but you were talking about the myth of single-use plastic and whatnot. And that's basically what they're doing, is they're perpetuating a myth that they're doing good, but they really need to do their research. So I need to take another real quick break, and I'm going to try not to get one that's seasonal. I'll be right back. I want to ask you a little bit more about Bring It for a Better Planet.
Product review. Unpaid and totally honest. You send them, we review it. Each product is given the score based on the following criteria. 1 point for each. The best score is 10 out of 10. Earth-friendly product, earth-friendly packaging, budget-friendly, uniqueness, lives up to the hype, stylish, useful, philanthropic outlook, easy to understand and use, I would buy. Contact us at beunique.reviews@gmail.com for information about where to send your products or suggestions for places or products to review.
We are back with the ladies from Bring It Bags PBC. I've been having a good time talking with both of you because I feel like we're kindred spirits. There are so many things that I could talk for a long time about this. But I really want to talk a little bit about your nonprofit. I don't know. First of all, kudos to both of you, because I don't know how you can manage a for-profit and a nonprofit business at the same time, because doing this nonprofit, Be Unique, is pretty much 24/7. I don't know how to do another thing some days. My husband looks at me and says, okay, time to be a wife, not an entrepreneur. So tell me, you said you started Bring It for a Better Planet before you started creating the bags, correct?
Yes, we started the nonprofit in, I think, March of 2020. And initially, we try to do everything under the umbrella of the nonprofit. So the nonprofit was working on advocacy and raising consumer awareness. The mission for the nonprofit is to get rid of plastic pollution from single-use plastic produce bags. Specifically, there are lots of great nonprofits in the plastic pollution space, And some of them are focused on legislation and work around plastic bags. And but no one was paying attention to produce bags. And I'll let Deb talk more about that in a second, why that mission is important. But in terms of our journey, we try to do advocacy and legislation and developing and selling the product under the nonprofit, and it became confusing and complicated, and that's when we decided and that we needed to split it up into the nonprofit focusing on advocacy and legislation, and we had some big wins in terms of legislation that we wanted to keep on leveraging. And then the products would be spun off into a public benefit corporation so that we could get the type of investments and support in the product that we needed to really have an impact and do them justice. Do you want to talk about our mission?
Yes,
for
please.
The nonprofit?
And everything's off topic. Who cares? it's our show tonight, ladies. We can talk about whatever we want.
So I just want to say quickly, Karen and I met. Karen lives in California. I live on the East Coast. I live in Maine now. And we have seen each other face-to-face once. We met each other. I'm going to actually correct Karen. We met at the end of February, literally 2 weeks before the world shut down. It's been a crazy, crazy ride. I just wanted to say that because people can relate to that. It's just been insanely. The nonprofit was really important, and what Karen said, there are so many organizations that are doing amazing work around plastic pollution, and we loved working with them and meeting them, but really, to spin out, bring it into a public benefit corp, the bags really we knew were a vehicle to make a mass impact, because what was out there was not acceptable. And, you know, back to the greenwashing thing, you know, I'm not going to go back into it because we already talked about it, but that's what's out there. And we knew that if we created this amazing product that people fell in love with, that was truly sustainable, that we really could make a very big impact. So that was sort of the trajectory and the transition from the nonprofit to the for-profit. And we felt like we left the nonprofit, it's in a good place, and we know that there are plenty of organizations, plenty of them, that are working really hard.
Yeah.
And just coming back to, I just want to build on the mission of the produce bag. So what the nonprofit Bring It for a Better Planet focuses on, getting rid of single-use plastic produce bags, is as some of the listeners can relate to, some people do bring their reusable bags to the store, and then they still, when they come to the produce section, they pull off four or five plastic bags for their produce. And even for people who are diehard reusables and zero wasters, they don't even notice that they're taking these plastic produce bags. And when we started talking about it as a problem, even people within the organizations within the plastic pollution space didn't fully understand what we were referring to at the beginning. So it's been, but it's been great to see since we started Bring It that it's getting a lot more attention and awareness in the right circles that are working on legislation. And we were able to, there's a bill that if you're interested in kind of the legislative side of things, there's this big important bill called the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act, and we were able to get produce bags included there, and if that bill passes, then produce bags would be there would be pilots around how to get rid of plastic produce bags around the country. Yeah, super exciting to see what happens with that bill, and it'll have a huge impact on lots of different aspects of plastic pollution and change how corporations are and municipalities are doing things.
Sounds like a lot of work. How do you ladies find time to sleep?
sleep don't. What's that? Sleep? That's a luxury.
Oh, I get that. Just be careful and watch your health and make sure you're taking care of you so you can keep taking care of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you
know, somebody's got to do it.
We take care of each other. We're a good team. We mom each other.
That's good.
Yes, that's very
we
true.
Do.
We do mom each other. Yep.
That's how we do at Be Unique, because somebody's got to. Like I said earlier, I was just standing in the kitchen crying. I don't know how to do all of this at one time. And Jennifer said, don't. Take baby steps. But you know, we're also all over the globe. She's fortunately in Orlando, which is only an hour from me, but we have team members in other countries and in other all over the country here. But it makes it difficult. We actually hold a lot of our team meetings early in the morning to accommodate people on, well, let's see, I guess India, Europe. Those are mostly the countries that participate. But we do. We have to mom each other, and we have to protect ourselves while we're protecting the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, Karen and I will sleep much better, and we will actually get a good night's sleep when we eliminate single-use plastic bags. And, you know, we've made a big impact. That'll help us sleep better, for sure.
Well, like Jennifer said to me that time, one step at a time, and I think you're well on your way to that.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think. I'm going to have to figure out which one of my writers to send over to you to talk about, you know, doing an article for Bring It for a Better Planet. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Now, should I connect them with goodness gracious, my brain is wearing out. Callie, should I just have my writer reach out to Callie for that?
They can reach out to me. That's fine as well. That works. Either one.
Well, I don't have your personal contact information.
Okay.
Do you have? Did she give you my cell number?
I have that. We can follow up after this.
After the show, just text me your information, and I'll get one of our writers on that. And because I really think this is worth discussing and taking it a little farther.
Wonderful. Right. We like hearing that.
Well, if we don't help each other, then we're all sitting around here greenwashing ourselves. You know, we have to help each other, and we have to spread the important words. And I think that what you're doing is very important. The only good thing I've ever seen come out of a single-use plastic bag was I've seen people who I'm not sure how they do it, but they tie it together and they make plastic yarn, and then they crochet or knit mats for homeless people.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
That's great.
Yes. That's amazing.
I actually met a woman many, many years ago who crocheted bags together to make herself scarves and hats.
Mm.
Because she said, why spend money when it's right here? But we've got to eliminate the use of all these. I mean, I can't even think sometimes because I get so angry at what biodegradable plastic things like that can do to our world, our sea life, and like you said earlier, it gets in our soil, it gets in our water. It's like the ugly stepsister to glitter, which is also plastic.
Well, also plastic is in the soil, it's in the water, but it's in the air. So it's about 32 million tons of plastic that's incinerated, and also plastic doesn't ever disappear. It breaks down into microplastics, and they found it in Antarctica and the snow up there. I mean, it's just insane. So it has to come to an end. Yep. And we have to stop fueling the
I don't think we'll ever be able to clean up. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to speak over you.
No, I said, we just have to stop. We've got to stop fueling, the petroleum industry with single-use plastic. It's insane.
Exactly. Because
and there's alternatives,
There are alternatives. And what we have in the world will never go away. The plastic that's here is here to stay. It's in our water, our food, and like you said, our air. And if we can't get rid of it, the best thing we can do is stop making more.
Yep.
There's a movie called Idiocracy, and it's about what happens when people don't take care of the planet. And they had what they called the great garbage avalanche of whatever year it was. It's supposed to be a futuristic. It was a spoof. But it really made a lot of sense because all this garbage was, landfill. They just kept piling it up, piling it up, piling it up. And eventually it erupted. And there was all this trash all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we, as Americans, at least we try our best to hide it under the dirt and make it look pretty, but it's not a pretty thing that's happening underneath that dirt.
Yeah. Two movies just reminded me. Two movies that we ask team members that join us to watch. There's obviously a lot of excellent reading to do as well, but two movies that I think everyone should watch. One is The Story of Plastic, and the other one is Plastic Wars. They're on similar themes, but with different takes. And they talk about kind of the money making and kind of the all the shenanigans that's going on in plastic production and why plastic is suddenly everywhere. And it's an eye opener. We were shocked even though we had read a lot when we watched these movies.
I definitely will check them both out. I think I may have watched Story of Plastic a while back, but I'll have to watch it again and make sure. So before we leave tonight, I want to make sure that people know that Bring It Bags, PVC, is online at bringit.com, right?
Bringitbags.com.
Bringitbags.com. And your nonprofit is bringitforabetterplanet.org.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. Now, do you either of you have any final words you'd like to share with my audience?
I was just going to say something very trite, but right if the listeners go right now, we're offering free shipping on orders, and so log on right away. That's my very practical last word of advice.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
I guess I would just echo that and really, you know, encourage the readers to take those simple acts. You know, the bring it bags are a pretty simple act, but, you know, if you think about one of our it tips, Karen, help me with this, eliminates how many plastic bags over its lifetime? 3,500
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can really make an impact. And we're just so excited about bringing a product into the world that really it's from the earth and it's back to the earth, you know, and there's something so really beautiful about that. And we need more of that, you know, and I don't know, it's just a really good story. It's a great product and we're proud of it.
Well, I'm and, you know, this proud community... that I had the opportunity to talk with you tonight because it was, if you guys hadn't been able to join me tonight, it would have just been me sitting here rambling about who knows what. But my other guest had to cancel, and it happens especially around the holidays. And my only other option would have been to bring you on to the show next December because we're booking that far in advance.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Great.
It's a good problem to have.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it was serendipity. We just worked out at the right time. So mm-hmm. I want to just tell one more time, go to bringitbags.com for your last minute Christmas shopping, free shipping, and you're saving the planet at the same time.
Yeah, thank you.
You are very
Thanks
welcome.
Having us.
Thank you for doing what you're doing for Mother Earth. I'm sure she's breathing a lot easier tonight.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good night.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.
With summer right around the corner,